booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
I live. First of all, let me just say, Dominic, thank you for being here. You're a trooper. You came in not knowing really what the format was with this show, and you did a great job, and I'm sorry
I put you
in that position.
No, but we're glad that you're feeling better.
Yeah, that wasn't fun, but it was a rough couple of days for a lot of reasons. Unfortunately, we lost a very, very close personal friend of the family to COVID. So, but I'm looking positively. We're all moving forward.
And you look great.
Thrilled I got the vaccine. I just wasn't expecting to. I get sick from it. But anyway, we've got a great show for you today. As you heard, Deb is following breaking news stories at the news desk. Christian is at the controls. Sid is in with sports, looking very tan and very fit. And of course, Dominic's here. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things, Cuomo, more accusations, but also, Dominic, an alarming new report when it comes to men and their, shall we say, size. And,
well,
yeah, and it just,
Juliet,
you don't
Juliet,
have to react to that.
Juliet, it's 5 a.m. in the morning.
That's how we wake people up.
It's 5:06 to be exact.
That is how we wake people up.
But some great news. It is Greek Independence Day.
That is true.
And we'll be celebrating it all day long here on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
I need to talk with Mr. Katsimatidis because we're hoping to make our first trip to Santorini come June. Yes, I bet he has some good advice. Anyway, the happiest people in the world list has come out. I will tell you from where they hail.
Okay.
And then finally, well, not finally, we've got a lot of stuff going on, but your Jet Set Juliet travel update is back at 5:40. River cruises are the rage all around the world. People love river cruises. I've gone on one. It was great. But now they're picking up steam here in the U.S., and I'm going to tell you about that, too.
Well, it is now 5:07, traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan.
Well, good morning, everybody. We've got a couple of problems out there. First of all, Route 110 at Washington Avenue, you've got a problem. All lanes are going to be closed. That because of apparently an accident with an accident investigation. It's right around the area of Harrison Avenue. Now, if you're on southbound Route 21 in Clifton, right at Route 46, an accident, that's off on the shoulder. And now coming southbound on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, getting down to the Grand Central Parkway, again, an accident up there. That also being cleared. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations, once again today, are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Oh man, wait till you hear this weather forecast. Oh, it is just, it's priceless. We're going to tell you what you have in store, Dominic, momentarily.
This is the WABC Early News.
All right, guys, welcome back. The early news time right now is 5:09, and from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, today, you know, we had some, I guess, concerned that it was just going to be cloudy and drizzly and lousy all day. But apparently, we're going to have cloudy skies early, some fog, so be careful if you're driving into work. But then it's going to clear up, and we're going to have some sun this afternoon and a high of 69 degrees, Dominic, which is going to be beautiful. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have some rain in the morning for Friday. But then it'll start to clear up, and we are going to get up to, sit down, everybody, sit down. 78 degrees
All right.
We may actually have some sun in 78 degrees. Here's the thing, though. We're going to have some pretty gusty winds tomorrow, maybe 40-mile-an-hour winds. But, hey, I mean, it's going to be almost 80 degrees. Yeah,
we'll
I don't care. Saturday is going to be a beautiful day, 69 degrees and sunny. And Sunday we should see some rain and 60s, low 60s. But I don't know. The next couple of days sound pretty nice to me.
Well, we'll deal with the rain if it means we get the great temperatures to go with it.
We could frolic outside in the rain.
And let
I don't know. And trying to think of something to do in the rain.
And let's keep in mind that just a few weeks ago, Juliet, we had snow after snow.
It was a rough winter.
And so coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll have sports with Sid Rosenberg. But let's get to some of the headlines that we are following this morning. Good morning, 5:11 a.m. here on the WABC Early News. Dominic Carter in for Frank Morano, in with Juliet Huddy. It took 3 years, but New York officials reach an agreement to legalize, Juliet, marijuana.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, no, it's not.
What's that all about, Dom? Maybe I should be looking back at you. I'm just kidding. No, I think this is a smart thing. I do.
Well, let's go through some of the details
here.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called it essential to the state's social and economic well-being. The reform measures will be included in the laws adopted as part of the state budget on April 1. The deal will allow New Yorkers to legally buy and possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana and even grow plants for their personal use. That is according to the Wall Street Journal. Plans call for, let's talk about the numbers here, call for a 9% state tax on retail sales that could generate $300 million, Juliet, a year in new revenue. So cities, towns, and villages can tack on another 4% sales tax or opt out of allowing local taxes and deliveries.
That's big stuff. I'm guessing it's going to be even more than that. I don't know. I just have a feeling. I mean, I know a lot of pot smokers, Dominic, and I have a feeling they're going to be very busy. It's Thursday, and that means more accusations against Governor Cuomo. He could pretty much rely on something to turn up every day that ends with day. Get it? Okay, so now multiple outlets are reporting that the governor and his top doc, Howard Zucker, gave special treatment to Cuomo VIPs, like at-home testing and even vaccines when they were few and far between, by the way, in those early days. Some of the lucky few included Cuomo's sister, his mother, oh, and even the young and healthy and allegedly virile CNN anchor Chris Cuomo. Plus, I said you're just chomping.
Well, I would have done the same thing. I mean, I mean, come on. I would help my mother and my sister and my brother first, too.
But you're not the governor. You're not supposed to be doing these things.
No, I'm not supposed to.
Plus, MTA had Pat Foy, Port Authority boss Rick Cotton, and his wife. A Cuomo spokesperson denies the allegations, calling them insincere efforts to rewrite the past.
We will take a break. We'll be right back with sports. You just heard him with Sid Rosenberg.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
And good morning, Dominic Carter in for Frank Morano. I'm here with Juliet Huddy.
Hello.
And it is now 5:14. It's time for sports with the great Sid Rosenberg.
Thank you, Dominic Carter. You're great, too. Juliet, you look great. Nice to have
you
back.
Buddy.
We
good
all missed
back.
You.
I miss you guys.
Somewhere, Frank Morano must be down like 50,000 in Vegas. He's going to come back and go, oh, I broke even. Sure you did, Frank. Hope it's going well for you out there. I'll tell you to break even last night. The Brooklyn Nets, I told you they went to Utah. The Utah Jazz, most people don't realize this. They're the top seed in the West. It's not the Lakers. It's not the Clippers. It's Utah 1 and Phoenix 2. And the Jazz put a beating on the Nets last night. Oh, they killed them. Like my old friend Warner Wolf would say, if you had the Nets and 29.5 last night, you lost. They lost by 30, 118-88 the final score. Here's Brooklyn head coach Steve Nash after the thumping.
It was great. Stuffed the stat sheet, played good defense, tons of energy. I mean, I don't think he's really played since the G League bubble, so heck of an effort from him, and proud of the way he played.
By the way, with the loss, the Nets fall to 1.5 back of the top seed 76ers tied with the Milwaukee Bucks. Knickerbockers back at Madison Square Garden tonight. Fresh off their win, they'll host Washington. All three hockey locals back on the ice tonight. The Devils in Washington taking on the Capitals. The Islanders in Boston taking on the Bruins. And the Rangers in Philadelphia taking on the Flyers. Exhibition baseball. Hey, Frank and Juliet, a week from tomorrow, it counts in the Bronx. Yankees and Blue Jays opening day. We're right there. And we did hear from the Yankees skipper Aaron Boone yesterday, and he has been vaccinated.
I got vaccinated. About a week ago. So, and of course, yeah, I'll definitely encourage our guys to get it. And, you know, there's talk of more of us being able to get it.
And before the day is out, you'll hear from the newest tight end for the New York Football Giants, former Minnesota Viking star Kyle Rudolph, with sports at 15:45 on this Happy Greek Independence Day. I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
Thank you, Sid. And gosh, Frank, you are looking tan today, I got to tell you. All right.
Natural. No, it's natural.
It's very true. Let's get out to traffic on the 7s with Joe Nolan.
Southbound BQE, south of the Grand Central, up by Astoria Boulevard, there is an accident. That being cleared. Also delays now on the Cross Bronx. The ramp to the Major Deegan Expressway is closed. That because of road work. Route 88 down in Point Pleasant Beach, you've got a problem. All lanes are closed at Linden Avenue with an accident with downed wires. And southbound Route 110 at Washington Avenue, all lanes are closed there as well with an accident investigation. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations are in effect. Mass Transit seems to be running right on or close. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Which country is the happiest in the world? I'll have that. Also, your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. Two of the world's best cruise lines are opening for business again.
This is the WABC Early News.
And good morning, 5:18 in the morning. Good morning, Dominic Carter in for Frank Morano, in with Juliet Huddy. As we continue with our headlines, Vice President Kamala Harris admits there is a huge problem at the southern border, and she has been tapped to lead the efforts to deal with the problem. The Biden administration continues to grapple with the growing number of unaccompanied migrant children at the border. Harris, under her new role, will be working on establishing a partnership with the countries, the neighboring countries. And the vice president says there is no question about this, that it's a challenging situation. An increased number of children are being accepted into the U.S., leading to overcrowding in short-term facilities run by Customs and Border Protection. The Biden administration has struggled to move children more quickly out of these facilities and into ones run by the Department of Health and Human Services. By law, children are supposed to be moved out of these facilities within 72 hours, but that has not been happening. As of Tuesday, Juliet, as of Tuesday, according to Health and Human Services, they have 11,350 unaccompanied minors in their care.
All right, WABC Early News Time, 5:20. It is 51 degrees, getting up to about 69. Coming up in my Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, a luxury cruise around the world for less than the cost of a couple months' rent.
Oh. Around the world.
Around the world. Some amazing places, too, on a beautiful ship. I'll tell you about that. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's News Minute.
All right, nice to have you back, Juliet. Now, what is trending from the 77 WABC Early News Desk? NYPD officers have been placed on alert following deadly shootings in Colorado and Atlanta. Well, commuters can expect full service to be restored to the LIRR as of Monday. The LIRR also announcing it has expanded app options.
LIRR President Philip Bang says the crowded train alerts are designed to put commuters at ease.
We'll give them the ability to think their trip through. The right thing to do is to provide some service back, give them that level of comfort during COVID-19.
The alerts are available through the app, and they also play overhead at train platforms. This following reports of overcrowded trains after service cuts, which led to an outcry from commuters and elected officials. Brown for 77 WABC News.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said yesterday all parents and students can expect that all students will be back in the classroom by September of this year. He said by then there should be absolutely no reason for remote learning. Juliet has your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
Yes, I do. And it is going to be 69 degrees. We'll have clouds and some patchy fog areas in the morning, but the skies are going to clear up this afternoon and we'll have some sun coming out, which is going to be very nice. But wait till you hear the rest of the forecast tomorrow. It is going to be rainy in the morning and we're going to have some gusty winds, maybe up to 40 miles an hour or so. But by the afternoon, the clouds will start to clear. We'll have some sun and 78 degrees, guys. 78. That's unbelievable. Saturday, 69 degrees and sunny skies. It's going to be a beautiful day. Sunday, we'll have some rain, but we'll have the 60s, the low 60s, probably about a high of 63 degrees. And right now, it is 51 degrees in the city. Gallup's annual World Happiness Report is out. And I know it sounds kind of fluffy, like whatever. But in reality, it is actually pretty intricate. It's a scientific analysis of the world's most content people. This year, the winner is Finland, again. It's the fourth year in a row for the frosty country with a warm heart. Iceland comes in second, followed by Denmark, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. Criteria includes GDP, levels of corruption, freedoms, and life expectancy. And as for the United States, not too bad. We're in 14th place this year. You can see the full list on my Twitter account at Juliet Huddy TV.
And one of the other headlines that we are following this morning, and it's local, a Brooklyn judge has dismissed 857 prostitution cases. And Juliet, this comes at the request of the district attorney in Brooklyn, Eric Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. This is a new trend that is happening around New York City. So defendants that have been charged with prostitution and related raps at the request of district attorneys in the city of New York offices, the district attorney's offices, are no longer prosecuting these types of cases. They are being vacated. And so this happened in Brooklyn. And now let's give you some of the numbers as it relates to around the city. Queens DA Melinda Katz also recently asked a judge in her borough to dismiss and seal more than 670 prostitution type cases. A few weeks earlier, Juliet, a judge dismissed 8,000 loitering for purposes of prostitution cases dating back as far as the 1970s at the request of the Bronx DA, Darcel Clark. Now, let me just tell you here at two other boroughs. Manhattan DA Cy Vance plans to file a motion to dismiss approximately 5,000 open cases in the coming weeks, according to his spokesman. And a spokesman for Richmond County, Staten Island, the DA there, Michael McMahon, says his office would also move to dismiss open cases. So it's a new trend.
Okay. In the news you may want to sit down to hear category, guys, a respected environmental scientist studying the effects of pollution on the human body has made a large discovery, so to speak. In her new book, Countdown, Dr. Shanna Swan looks at how the modern world is threatening sperm counts and how that, in turn, is altering male and female reproductive development. Swan studied what happens when fetuses in rats were exposed to a particular chemical, and the results, heady to say the least. It turns out not only are the genitals becoming malformed because of pollution, but penises are shrinking. Dr. Swan says humanity is facing an existential crisis, and if you think Swan's a quack, I'll have you know that she is part of the team at Mount Sinai right here in New York City, and she's basing her work on peer-reviewed studies, one of which found sperm levels among men in Western countries has dropped by more than 50% over the past 40 years, Dominic. The real headline to me here, though, besides the penises are shrinking, is Dr. Swan believes that most men will not be able to produce viable sperm by the year 2045. Now, I mean, you are now looking like you are horrified right now and may need a nap.
How am I supposed to counter that or react to that?
You cannot.
I should just keep moving.
You should just go into the corner, go into fetal position, and start rocking back and forth.
Good morning, 526 on the WABC Early News, and happy Greek Independence Day.
Yes, opa.
And some other news we're following. The NYPD will allow people to report minor crimes online. Minor crimes online. So they're moving towards technology. The police department, you'll now be able to report some low-level crimes and lost property without ever having to walk into a police station. The NYPD has launched this online portal, Juliet, to submit minor crimes, and this is the latest steps for the country's largest law enforcement force to digitize police procedures.
All right. Now it is time for Joe Nolan and traffic on the 7th. Hey, Joe.
Well, it looks like all lanes have been reopened. Cross Bronx getting to the Major Deegan Expressway. That road work now is, looks like it's out of the way. BQE southbound, south of the Grand Central, up by Astoria Boulevard. There is an accident that's being cleared. Now, down in Point Pleasant Beach, Route 88 at Linden Avenue, there are down wires, earlier accident. Then also you've got problems on southbound Route 110 at Washington Avenue. All lanes are closed down on the island with an accident investigation. Now, mass transit, everybody right on or close to schedule. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are are going to be in effect. This supportive service of Indeed.com. Sometimes a hiring freeze happens because you can't find the right people. So follow the warming trend to Indeed. They have tools that can help you find quality candidates you need to help your business. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thanks, Joe. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. It was blessed by a princess, loved by royals, adored by Hollywood, and now you can become part of this famous cruise line's history. But first, let's get over to the news desk. Deb has your headlines. Hey, Deb.
Good morning, Juliet. All right, now what's trending from the 77 WABC Early News Desk. Two DEA agents, of course, Drug Enforcement Administration agents, opening fire on suspects. This went down in a parking lot in Elizabeth, New Jersey yesterday afternoon. One suspect was shot, another taken into custody. Several vehicles involved in this incident. Further details, though, not yet released. Well, embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo again said Wednesday he will not step down, instead touting accomplishments Wednesday, despite several investigations, saying critics simply do not understand his role as governor.
So they were just wrong. And look, it's they don't even understand the nature of the job, right? Nature of being governor is there are always multiple situations to deal with.
Cuomo, of course, under investigation over alleged sexual harassment and his administration's alleged cover-up of nursing home death totals related to COVID-19. The governor has repeatedly denied those allegations of sexual harassment and said his administration followed CDC guidelines all along related to COVID. Well, New York State, a step closer to the legalization of marijuana. Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes, who is sponsoring this legislation, says it is being drafted. Her bill to legalize marijuana is expected to be voted on next week. If approved, it would legalize cannabis for those 21 and older. Well, an apology now from a woman involved in a racist rant in Lower Manhattan.
It all began after Stephanie Denaro at the Davidovich Bakery inside the Essex Market refused to wear a mask, then went on a racist rant against a black employee. But she's now apologizing. Denaro writing on Instagram she didn't understand why everyone was mad at her, saying it was just one word and everyone should just move on. This man says there's no excuse for her behavior.
I think she's making a big scene out of it. Because you don't get your her way, it's just ignorance.
A security guard escorting Denaro out of the bakery along with children who were with her. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Well, John Hollihan has now been relieved of his duties as the white headmaster of St. Martin de Porres Mariner School out on Long Island. His departure comes after he forced an 11-year-old student, a black Haitian, to kneel as part of an apology. Fox National headlines are next.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Republican Senator Ted Cruz will lead a delegation of GOP senators to his home state of Texas today to tour immigrant detention facilities.
That the reports are packed so closely that the kids are having to sleep on their sides in the midst of a pandemic. Joe Biden doesn't want the American people to see that.
Yesterday, President Biden tapped Vice President Harris to be the administration's point person on immigration. And in Los Angeles. Hundreds of advocates for the homeless protested last night as the city prepares to close an encampment where about 100 people live. The grassroots group, K-Town for All, tweeting scenes of the protest, which turned violent as demonstrators clashed with police. The city says it offered the homeless vouchers for housing. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, guys. WABC Early News. Time is 5:32. I'm Juliet Huddy here with Dominic Carter, who's in for Frank Morano and doing a wonderful job.
Thank you for
having my back while I was,
of course,
like freezing and alternately having fever and all those crazy things after my vaccine. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, whether you're a celebrity or a royal lover, this cruise group is heading back out to the Caribbean seas. But first, I have some really interesting information. If you're a history lover like me, you're going to be thrilled with this latest news because it's happening not over in Europe where these discoveries usually emerge, but in our own backyard. British geophysicists think that they may finally have discovered the fourth English settlement here in what is now the United States. It's called St. Mary's City, and historians believe it was built by British Catholics who were fleeing religious persecution when Queen Elizabeth I outlawed Catholic Mass, trying to force her people to Protestantism. It's at a site in Maryland, and it apparently was built back in 1634. Researchers there have been using ground-penetrating radar, and they say the whole settlement area is roughly the size of a soccer pitch. Excuse me. So far, they've found a guardhouse, a cellar, part of a 16th-century gun, pottery, and a cannonball. And the location is in St. Mary's, Maryland. But like I said, they're finding that there was the settlement that has sort of been buried underneath this town. It's really, really interesting.
Well, one of the lighter headlines, and we did this, Juliet, while you were out sick, relates to Charles Barkley, the sports commentator. Mm-hmm. So Ohio State lost, and the kid, I think his name is E.J. Liddell, and he scored a game high or a team high, but they still lost, right, in the tournament. And he received death threats via social media, social media stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all types of horrible comments. And Barkley, I want you to hear this. He declared that's exactly why he refuses to do social media.
You guys give me a hard time because I refuse and will never do any type of social media. This is the reason why. For a kid, number one, he had a great game. But for you to get this kid death threats and hurl racial slurs at him because you safe in your own home like a coward behind a computer and nobody know who you are, you need to take a hard look at yourself in the mirror. I am never going to dignify these losers and interact with them ever.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money somebody offers me. I'm never going to do social media because of this. I don't even, hey, listen, I know most of the stuff is positive, but just why would you sit at your house and tweet or send something to a kid that's number one after he lost a stupid basketball game to give him death threats or just hurl racial slurs at him? You need to take a good look in the mirror and realize you're just a freaking loser.
Yes, Charles. King Charles. Absolutely.
Well,
right on.
We wanted to play that for you. We thought that you would find that interesting.
I do. And actually, Chrissy Teigen, who has been very popular on social media, on Twitter, she's got like 15 million followers. She has actually announced that she's getting off Twitter. She said, you know what? It's turned into more negative than positive. And it's because she started getting flack because she teamed up with Kris Jenner on some, you know, about a cleaning product or something. And she started getting all these horrible messages. People, grow up. Another exciting development, though, and Christian, get ready for the soundbite. Forget the sore arm, okay? Just forget it. We may soon be able, actually, no, there isn't a soundbite to this one. Sorry. Oh, no, there is. We may soon be able to take a COVID vaccine in pill form, Christian.
The oral therapy could be prescribed to a patient at the first sign of infection without requiring they be hospitalized or in critical care.
That's from Pfizer's announcement. I like just like the guy's voice. Pfizer is in phase one of a study using this oral antiviral. They say it's already demonstrated potent antiviral activity against COVID, but it could also help with other coronaviruses. The company is also studying an intravenous therapy for COVID-19. It's actually being tested right now in a trial involving hospitalized patients. Pfizer says it's going to let us know preclinical data on the pill on April 6th.
Good morning and happy Greek Independence Day. Traffic on the 7s with Joe Nolan.
Well, southbound on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, we've got a problem just as you come off of the Grand Central and start to head southbound. All lanes are closed. There's an accident up there, a pretty bad one apparently. So all lanes shut down on that upper end, the west leg of the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway. Earlier problems on the Cross Bronx are cleared. We continue to have problems down in Point Pleasant. All lanes are closed at Linden Avenue. Those downed wires from an earlier accident, that's Route 88 shut down both ways. And then Route 110 out on the island, southbound at Washington Avenue, an accident investigation. All lanes are closed there. Now, Mass Transit. Everybody so far so good, and alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, cruising and cruising and cruising and cruising too.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
All right, guys, time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. You can follow me on my Twitter account at Juliet Huddy TV for more information. So you probably heard in the last 24 hours, the CDC rejected a request by the cruise industry to lift this no sail order. They basically have said you cannot have ships returning to business in U.S. waters. And that's the key here, U.S. waters by July. You know, these cruise companies wanted to have things get going again in July instead of the November return date. And the CDC said no. But there is still good news. Exciting news that broke in the cruise world while I was out. Royal Caribbean and Celebrity Cruises, both of which are part of the same group, announced that they're relaunching in June. Obviously, like all realms of tourism over the past year, the cruising world took a gigantic hit. They're starting up on a somewhat limited basis, and here's the key. The Celebrity Millennium is going to relaunch on June 5th from St. Martin down in the Caribbean. So you've got ships that are going to be able to go in the Caribbean waters, just not U.S. waters. Royal Caribbean ships will launch roughly a week later from the Bahamas, Nassau specifically. Here's the catch, and I've told you many times right here in this very segment, this is going to be the new reality, so just get used to it. The only way you can board is with proof of vaccination. All guests and all crew must be vaccinated. Kids, however, will just need to show a negative test, a COVID test. This is a somewhat controversial move for a couple reasons. Number one, the CDC still recommends people avoid cruise travel. Number two, there are already calls for a boycott from folks who say requiring a vaccination is akin to eroding our freedoms. Just FYI, and this is my editorializing, freedom fighters, no one is forcing you to take a cruise, nor are they forcing you to take a cruise on Royal Caribbean or Celebrity. All right, less controversial but no less exciting is the announcement of a celebratory event on the Cunard Line. The legendary line, which has seen its ships christened by then President Princess Elizabeth, hailed by royalty and adored by Hollywood, well, Cunard is honoring 100 years since its very first world voyage. It was the height of the Roaring Twenties when the RMS Laconia embarked on a 130-day cruise with 450 lucky and very rich tourists. Now Cunard will mark that iconic trip with a 100-night world tour on the Queen Victoria, beautiful ship, stopping at the same ports, including ports in New York, California. They're going to be in Hong Kong, Dubai, Naples, and so many more. On board, there's everything from afternoon tea to evening balls and fencing classes, golf, putting. Prices start around, again, 101 nights for $22,000. I kind of think that's pretty good. If you'd rather stick closer to home and are leaning towards the smaller, more intimate, less crowded boats, the American Queen Steamboat Company might be more your speed. The company operates four riverboats, including the all-new American Countess. She had her maiden voyage over the weekend, launching from New Orleans. One passenger says the experience was pretty normal, albeit there were some areas blocked off for distancing. And if you couldn't do that, you had to wear a mask. You can also check out cruises that'll take you up and down the Ohio, Tennessee, Cumberland, Columbia, and Snake Rivers. And just a note, the company has refitted all of the AC systems with disinfecting ultraviolet lighting. Not only that, they now have a nurse on board and have agreements on land with various entities should someone get sick. And speaking of, I tweeted about these cruise developments while I was at home in bed sick, and one of my followers commented, hard pass, they're human petri dishes. And I've heard that a lot, and so I'd just like to give you a little reality check. Just like hotels and restaurants and pretty much any public place, cruise ships, yeah, they can be dangerous if they're not being run properly. The key is, as I always say, do your due diligence. The CDC actually has a resource. It's called the Vessel Sanction Program, and it lets you search cruise lines and specific ships for a detailed health report. It's a really cool, reliable, and important tool for anyone hoping to sail. And that is your Jet Set Juliet travel update.
And it's quite interesting, Juliet. You do a lot of this, and you've traveled the world.
Well, a lot of the world. I mean, I haven't been to Asia or Australia, but okay. I've traveled a lot, yeah.
Okay. Well, it is now 5:45 a.m. Good morning. Dominic Carter in for Frank Morano with Juliet Huddy. Happy Greek Independence Day.
Opa!
And now it's time for sports with Sid Rosenberg.
Good morning, Dominic, and welcome back. Good morning to you, Juliet.
Hi, Sid.
Hi. The Nets last night took it on the chin, went out to take on the number one seed in the West, the Utah Jazz. That team is no joke. They're now 32-11, and they pounded Brooklyn, beating them by 30 points last night. But I guess Brooklyn Net head coach Steve Nash found a silver lining.
Defensively, were pretty good. Maybe gave up too many threes, but otherwise did a lot of good things defensively. And it was great to see some of those guys get some minutes, some opportunity, make some buckets, get some rebounds and stops, and just kind of develop.
That's funny. Guys that usually don't play got some minutes. When you lose by 30, that happens. Nets now find themselves tied with the Milwaukee Bucks, a game and a half behind Philadelphia for the two spot inside the Eastern Conference. The Knicks, fresh off a big win, back on home court tonight, Madison Square Garden. They will host Washington. All kinds of trade rumors around the Knicks. Andre Drummond, Norman Powell. We'll see what the Knicks do. The trade deadline, folks, by the way, is today. NHL, all three locals in action. Devils in the nation's capital taking on the Capitals. Islanders in Boston taking on the Bruins, and the Rangers in Philadelphia taking on the Flyers. Mets and Yankees in action. Yankees home opener, start of the season. A week from tomorrow in the Bronx, they'll host the Toronto Blue Jays. And the Giants, they've done an amazing job, the football Giants, of adding talent here during free agency, just ahead of the draft. They now added former Minnesota Viking tight end Kyle Rudolph. It's a two-year deal worth $12 million. He needs foot surgery. After spending 10 years in Minnesota, Kyle is happy to be a Giant.
I just got off the phone with Coach Judge and Coach Garrett, and you know, at that point, there were 12, 13 different options, and I knew New York was the place that I needed to be. This was the team. This was the organization that we needed to go to next.
Daniel Jones, no excuses this year. Giants adding a ton of talent here in the off season, with sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
Sid, I like your velvet jacket, your blazer.
Thank you.
Very, very fancy.
looking sport.
Yeah, looking fly, Sid, fly.
I got the velvet vest too.
Just oh, that's awesome.
Underneath, yeah.
See, I gotta get my husband. He only wears black.
That's it.
T-shirts, yeah.
That's
I mean, when he has to dress up, he looks.
Hey, Juliet.
He looks hot.
What's wrong with wearing black?
Nothing. Nothing. Oh, I'm so sorry, everybody. I didn't mean it that way. No, I mean, listen, I love it. It looks hot. But I mean, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, shake things up a little bit. Let me have a little gray in there, maybe. A little pink, maybe. He would never. It is 5:47. Let's go to traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan.
Still have trouble on Route 88, Lakewood, Point Pleasant area, Linden Boulevard, Linden Avenue, rather. All lanes are closed with downed wires. If you're traveling on the eastbound Cross Bronx, again, there were some delays getting to the Deegan. They have now cleared. BQE, though, all the way up at the top there by the Grand Central. That accident is still there. And then on the island, Route 110 southbound at Washington Avenue, all lanes are shut down again with that accident investigation. Now, Mass Transit, everybody there running right on or close to schedule. An alternate side of the street parking rules, once again today, are going to be in effect. And this report of service of Merrill. With Merrill Guided Investing, you have the option to work with an advisor at a low cost to minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Edge, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member SIPC. Traffic on the sevens. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
And good morning, 5:48. Welcome to the WABC Early News. When we come back, wait until you hear about a GoFundMe account where $1 million has been raised for an Asian American woman that was attacked. You won't believe where the money is going.
This is the WABC Early News.
Good morning, Dominic Carter in for Frank Morano. I'm here with Juliet Huddy. It is 5:49 in the morning. And again, you just heard, it's Greek Independence Day. We will be celebrating it all day long here on Talk Radio 77 WABC. One of the other stories that we are following this morning, an elderly Asian American woman who was attacked in San Francisco. A GoFundMe page raised $1 million, Juliet.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
And that money is being donated to combat racism.
This woman has $1 million that has been donated to her, and yet she is forwarding it on, paying it forward.
Absolutely.
That is unbelievable.
And that's the best way to put it. She's 75 years old, and this is according to her family. This happened in terms of the donation after she was punched in the face by a man while waiting at a traffic light. She picked up a stick, this 75-year-old elderly woman, and fought back. But the attack left her with two black eyes, a swollen wrist, and PTSD, according to her family. Mm-hmm. Now, by Wednesday morning, Juliet, it's just important to point this out, thousands of supporters have donated more than $900,000 and $33,000, far surpassing the initial goal of $50,000.
That's amazing. Oh, I love seeing that kind of stuff. All right, so there is news for pregnant women and people who are sleep deprived. First of all, the pregnant women. It's an alarming bit of news for women who are people who are trying to get pregnant. The UK's Fertility Regulation Agency just released a study. Okay, so this is over in the UK, but still, it shows IVF treatment is less effective on minorities, the worst off group, black patients. In fact, if you look at patients overall between the ages of 30 and 34, black IVF patients had an average birth rate of 23% with IVF compared to 30% for white and mixed ethnic groups. South Asians also fared lower, around 25%. The agency over there in the UK says the findings suggest low birth rates may relate to things like socioeconomic issues and pre-existing health conditions like perhaps obesity. Now moving on to another story, really disturbing news for folks who are sleep deprived or just generally burnt out, Christian. A study by the online journal Nutrition Prevention and Health shows those of us with insomnia, erratic sleep, and daily burnout are a lot more likely to not only get infected with COVID, but also to have a more serious turn of COVID over a longer period. The saving grace is that assuming you haven't yet caught COVID, it seems to be a simple fix. The more sleep you get, the better you are. Scientists say every extra hour that you get of sleep reduces your chances of getting infected by 12%. So let's get some sleep, people. I mean, this is just bad news for us.
Sounds good to me. Let's get some sleep. And I want to follow up on a story that we told you about earlier this week here on the WABC Early News. Juliet, did you hear this one? Dolphins were seen swimming around in the East River this week.
Oh.
Dolphins.
Is that I guess that's unusual. Does that mean that it's cleaner?
It is unusual. I don't know whether or not it's cleaner. I don't believe it's cleaner. But one lucky New Yorker caught them on video. One person even asked, and this is something that I would have said, if they were dolphins or sharks based on the fin, but it turned out to be dolphins. So one guy was walking his dog, and he was like, check that out. So according to folks that were fortunate enough to see this, the experience was both surprising and heartwarming, and it took place at a park in Greenpoint this week just after noon. And
oh,
so they
lovely.
It was caught on video of them swimming and playing in the water.
You know, when I used to live out in California, we'd always see dolphin every once in a while off the coast of Manhattan Beach, and you know, it didn't matter how many times you saw it. It was still just so cool. And they're so playful. Oh, it's amazing. All right. This is a great story. Scientists working at the largest particle physics lab in the world in Geneva. I applied there, but I just didn't get in. Just kidding. Well, they say that they have stumbled upon data that has left them shocked. Their hearts racing. That's actually a quote. What they found is that particles are not behaving how they should, according to at least the guiding theory of particle physics known as a standard model. So basically, they've just found these particles that are doing things that we've never seen particles do before. One of the leading scientists says, this discovery reveals gaps in our understanding of the universe. The standard model, as it's called, has been relied upon since the 20th century, but it can't explain some of the universe's mysteries. Researchers say this new discovery could help answer some of life's riddles. I love this. I love this story.
And so you did apply to this
Yes, I didn't bid in. No, I mean, I can't even add 5 and 5, so no. They
and
would
so here,
laugh at me.
Here is a headline. If you're a sports fan and you plan on going to MSG, you may recall, Juliet, a few weeks ago, Patrick Ewing, the famous basketball player for the Knicks, was like, hey, how come security doesn't know who I am as he was walking around, right? So now a Knicks fan published a video to social media that appears to show him being told by two respectful security guards that he needed to change his shirt to remain in the arena, and this happened during a basketball game recently. The shirt in question had an orange basketball under the words, quote, ban Dolan, reference to James Dolan, who owns the Knicks and the Garden and is unpopular in some quarters. So he got kicked out, escorted out for wearing the T-shirt. And so he said that the tickets were too expensive. This is what he put on social media. And so it has been a month, though, since a limited number of fans were allowed back inside MSG and other New York arenas under the loosening of COVID-19 protocols.
All right. Traffic is on the sevens now with Joe Nolan.
Southbound BQE up by the Grand Central, all lanes remain closed. That accident is still there. Now on the Southern State Parkway, westbound a new one. This is at Fletcher Avenue. Apparently a pretty bad accident with a spin out. Two left lanes are going to be out of service westbound on the Southern State at Fletcher Avenue. Route 110 at Washington Avenue, all lanes have been reopened. And Mass Transit's good. Alternate side is in effect. And this report is a service of Merrill. With Merrill Guided Investing, you have the option to work with an advisor at low cost to minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. It seems the Royals have been generating a lot of negative press lately, so it's nice to hear something sweet from the monarchy. Queen Elizabeth's grandson-in-law is a guy named Mike Tyndall. He is married to Her Majesty's granddaughter, Zara. And he's also an English rugby legend, by the way. The two have been married for 10 years. They have two children. Up, make that three. He announced the birth of his first son while on a TV sports panel.
And then Sunday got even better because a little baby boy arrived at my house.
You're kidding!
No, he was not kidding. Little Lucas Philip Tyndall, named after Mike's dad and Zara's grandfather, Prince Philip, the Queen's husband. And apparently, this little kid is as tough as his sports hero dad. He really was born at their house on the couple's bathroom floor after she couldn't make it to the hospital.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Can you imagine? And he was like,
no.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Fine. Okay. But I have to say, Zara is like, she's some champion horseback rider or something like that. I don't know. Or swimmer. I don't. One of these things. And she's tough, too. The whole crew is tough there.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Mm.
Little baby's healthy and doing well.
Mm. It is 5:58. Good morning. Welcome to the WABC Early News. And you may recall that imposing fence line that was strung with razor wire. Well, it's been removed from the outer perimeter
of
the U.S. Capitol complex this more than 2 months after that deadly siege there. So Capitol Police say that local streets, Juliet, blocked by the network of barriers, they've also been reopened to traffic.
Oh, wonderful. It's good that we're not living in like a fortified country anymore. All right. It is time to take a quick break with some headlines, national and local. And Sid will be coming up momentarily to tell us a little bit about what's happening in the sports world. Deb's got all the breaking news. Dominic and I are sticking around until 6:30. And we will be right back.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It feels like Monday again to me, Dominic Carter.
Really?
Gee, I wonder why.
And happy Greek Independence Day.
That's right. We're going to celebrate all day here at 77 WABC. By the way, Deb is following breaking news stories at the news desk. Christian is at the controls. Sit us up with sports at 6:15. And we are going to be talking about an alarming new report when it comes to men and their parts. And also the happiest people in the world. The list is out. Gallup does this list every year, and it's really like this intricate, complicated analysis. Seriously. So we're going to tell you who the happiest people are and where we fit in.
Juliet, notice as you said that, I just kept going.
Yes, I did.
And didn't miss a beat.
Yes. I know. You were having a problem. But I think this story about men and their private, it is a very important story. There are so many little tentacles coming off of this story.
That's, yeah. Let's move on. Okay. Traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan.
Southbound BQE up by the Grand Central. All lanes remain closed. That accident is still there. Now on the Southern State Parkway, westbound a new one. This is at Fletcher Avenue. Apparently a pretty bad accident with a spin out. Two left lanes are going to be out of service westbound on the Southern State at Fletcher Avenue. Route 110 at Washington Avenue. All lanes have been reopened. And Mass Transit's good. Alternate side is in effect. And this report is a service of Merrill. With Merrill Guided Investing, you have the option to work with an advisor at low cost to minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Okay, thanks, Joe, from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Oh my goodness gracious, this is a forecast from heaven. Today, we're going to see cloudy skies in the early hours. Also, some patches of fog. So just be careful if you're driving into work or you're driving around, particularly in those areas along the coast. But this afternoon, the cloudy skies are going to go away, and we should have sun coming out, 69 degrees for a high today. But that's not even the headline. Tomorrow, all right, so we'll have some morning rain, and we'll have some gusty winds, maybe up to 40 miles an hour. However, wait till you hear this. The temperature, Dominic, 78 degrees for a high tomorrow on Friday.
We'll take it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, I'm supposed to meet my agent for lunch in the afternoon. I'm really excited. I think we'll be sitting outside. Saturday, we have nice day. Sunny skies, 69 degrees. And Sunday, we may get some rain, but we'll still have the 60s, maybe low 60s to deal with. So all in all, a great, great forecast, in my opinion. 51 degrees currently in Manhattan.
Good morning, happy Greek Independence Day, 6:08, and some of the headlines that we are following this morning here on the WABC Early News. President Biden preps for tough questions at his first formal news conference, which will be held later on today. This, as Biden says that the Vice President, Kamala Harris, quote, speaks for him, as he appoints her to lead this diplomatic effort to slow the migrant surge at the U.S.-Mexico border. Biden, 78 years of age, Juliet, this month accidentally referred to Harris as President Harris, repeating a gaffe that he's made once before. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens at his first formal news conference today.
Yeah, that's true. Although, you know, leading up to the debates, everybody was calling him, you know, Mr. Dementia Guy. So he did a very fine job in the debates, according to observers. So I'm not too concerned about this. Hopefully he can keep himself together. In the news category that you may want to sit down and maybe pick up a cigarette or something. I don't know. A respected environmental scientist studying the effects of pollution on the human body. She has made a very, very important discovery. In her new book, Countdown, Dr. Shauna Swan looks at how the modern world is threatening sperm counts and how that in turn is altering male and female reproductive development. She studied fetuses in rats and then applied it to human beings. And these fetuses were exposed to particular chemicals. The results? Well, it turns out not only are the private parts, the genitals of these rats becoming malformed because of pollution, but she says that the penises are also shrinking. This is clinical, guys, so don't freak out. Dr. Swan says humanity is facing an existential crisis. And if you think Swan is a quack, ho, ho, ho. I'll have you know that she's part of the team at Mount Sinai here in New York, and she's basing her work on peer-reviewed studies, one of which found that sperm levels among men in Western countries has dropped by more than 50% over the past 40 years. She says that she believes by the year 2045, most men will not be able to produce viable sperm. That is frightening. That is absolutely frightening.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Good
you don't
morning,
have, Julia. You don't have to elaborate on
it. But as you can see, I'm not. Moving on.
I think we should probably do something with this pollution problem that we're having here.
I agree with you on that. Moving on, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker allegedly directed that members of the governor's family and bigwigs with ties to his administration get priority coronavirus testing last year. This according to a published report in the Albany Times-Union newspaper. Relatives of Cuomo, including his brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, one of their sisters, and their mom, Matilda Cuomo, were tested several times during the early days of the pandemic. You may recall this is when testing was hard to come by.
In another exciting development in the COVID world, forget the sore arm. We may soon be able to take a COVID vaccine in pill form. Pfizer is in a phase of their actually a phase one of their study using this oral antiviral. Again, it's a pill. They say it's already demonstrated potent antiviral activity against COVID, but it could help with other coronaviruses.
The oral therapy could be prescribed to a patient at the first sign of infection without requiring they be hospitalized or in critical care.
The company is also studying an intravenous therapy for COVID-19. This is actually being used right now in a trial involving people who are in the hospital. And Pfizer says it's going to let us know preclinical data on the pill on April 6th.
And good morning and happy Greek Independence Day. This is the WABC Early News. Dominic Carter in for Frank Morano. I'm here with Juliet Huddy. And coming up, we will have sports with Sid Rosenberg. One of the other headlines that we are following this morning, a Brooklyn judge dismisses 857 prostitution cases at the request of the district attorney there. And Juliet, it's not just in Brooklyn. It's happening in Queens under District Attorney Melinda Katz. They are no longer prosecuting these types of cases. It's happening in Manhattan. It's happening in Staten Island. And
all
so
over.
This is, and in including the Bronx.
All right. Remember back in the day when mom would grab the milk out of the fridge, smell it, and say, oh, no, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, even though it had been sitting around for a while. Mom might have been trying to kill you. I'm just kidding. In all seriousness, though, researchers have a warning to folks who rely on the smell test rather than the use-by dates that are on their packages. According to a recent British poll, three-quarters of people surveyed ate food past its safe time limit. 37% admit that they cooked food for other people that was technically past its use-by date. What does this mean? Well, it means consumers may be mixing up use-by with best before. And this could lead to food poisoning, which, if you've had it, is torture. Absolute torture.
I've cooked with foods that that are past the...
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My... Then yes. You are a bad boy.
It is now 6:14. Good morning. The WABC Early News.
Are you trying to kill somebody?
No.
You have family?
No. I'm cheap.
My
I'm
mother.
Cheap,
my... Oh,
Juliet. I'm okay. Cheap. Now it's time for sports with Sid Rosenberg.
All righty, Dominic and Juliet. By the way, I'm all about the smell test.
Yeah, well,
all about it.
Who are you trying to kill?
Brooklyn last night. Not a good night for the team that has been as good as any team in the NBA the last couple of weeks. They went to the one seed in the West, Utah. Now you know why the Jazz are the one seed. They put a hurting on the Nets, beat them by 30, 118-88, the final score. Here's Brooklyn Nets head coach Steve Nash after the thumping.
That's a great team. You know, that's a team with the best record in the league. We went out there severely undermanned, and most importantly, they stuck together, played hard.
I tell you what, you got to watch that team play. They are really good. It ain't the Lakers. It ain't the Clippers. It's the Utah Jazz. Knickerbockers back on the court tonight, fresh off their big win. They'll host Washington. Also, all three hockey locals back on the ice tonight. The Devils in the nation's capital taking on the Capitals. Islanders are in Boston taking on the Bruins. And the Rangers back on the ice. They're going to take on the Flyers. A week from tomorrow, the Yankees start their regular season at home. They'll host the Blue Jays in the Bronx. And Yankee skipper Aaron Boone, who got a pacemaker just a couple of weeks ago, he wants to make sure he's healthy.
I got vaccinated about a week ago. So, and of course, yeah, I'll definitely encourage our guys to get it. And, you know, there's talk of more of us being able to get it.
The Mets also start the season next Friday. They're on the road in Washington. Their opener is a week later, Friday, April the 8th, against Derek Jeter's Marlins. And finally, Kyle Rudolph, the newest New York football giant, spent the last 10 years in Minnesota as a big-time Viking tight end, caught 48 touchdowns. He signed a 2-year, $12 million deal with the Giants just last week. And Kyle Rudolph is happy to be out of Minnesota and here in New York. Maybe he's not.
Hey, by the way, you know, we're celebrating Greek Independence Day here.
Yeah.
You know, the parade was canceled.
Yes.
But we still have a Grand Marshal. We still have the guy. And it's, listen to this one. I had no idea. Tony Orlando.
Yeah.
He calls himself a Greek-a-Rican.
He is a Greek-a-Rican.
I had no idea.
His last
name,
we actually interviewed Tony for the show today. And his last name is like Vasilius or something. Very Greek.
Yeah. He said he was born Michael Anthony Orlando to Puerto Rican and Greek parents, raised in New York City. Leo was born in New York, but his grandparents came from Crete.
Yeah.
He said his dad was one of the most successful furriers in New York City.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Crazy? Yeah. So we're having this whole big festival basically all day today here at 77 WABC in our new Studio 77. Which is very exciting. I'm so psyched about this studio, by the way.
Is it Studio 77 or Studio 49?
No, it's Studio 77.
Okay.
Yes.
I get confused.
Yeah, because, you know, 77. Yeah, because I mean, people saying 49th Street, it's
silly, right?
Yeah,
right,
so it's fantastic.
Well, Sid will be back in a few minutes to tell us what's coming up with the Bernie and Sid morning show. But right now, traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan.
Well, delays on the outbound Grand Central Parkway getting to the southbound BQE. And again, the reason for this is that tractor-trailer accident, a fuel spill just south of the Grand Central on the southbound BQE. Again, that accident continues. It's still there, still in the process of being cleared. Now, westbound Southern State of Fletcher Avenue, there's a collision. Two lanes are out there as well. One car facing the wrong direction. So that might be there for a while as well. Now, earlier problems on the Cross Bronx, on Route 88, on Route 110, all that out of the way. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. And this support a service of Merrill. With Merrill Guided Investing, you have the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Guys, listen to this one. An adorable little town has just opened up in the Hidden Hills area of Los Angeles. It's got a bunch of highfalutin shops, play areas, a KKW beauty, those stores, you know, the Kim Kardashian West makeup stores. It even has a Lego castle. Problem is, none of you will probably ever be allowed in, or me for that matter, or Sid or Dominic. That's because the town, Lil Hidden Hills, is in the backyard of Kim Kardashian's Calabasas, California compound. It caters to her kids as well as her kids' friends and her sister's kids.
Interesting.
Must be nice.
Interesting.
You should see this thing. They actually had some aerial shots of it. It's like a little town built in the back. Little miniature buildings, like little miniature sidewalks and everything.
Wow.
Ay, ay, ay.
Wow.
Ay, ay, ay. Sid, I don't know. I mean, I know you're big money bags guy and everything, but I can't see you building like a little, you know, little Sydney land in the backyard of your house.
No. I'm not even all that big money bags. That's just the...
That's the impression that you like.
Misconception, yeah. I got nothing. I live paycheck to paycheck like everybody else.
Hey, listen, I mean, if you're in New York, that's pretty much what everybody does.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I mean, got a couple of guys coming on today, though, that don't exactly live like that.
Who's this?
Oh, the whole Greek community. They're all loaded. They're loaded.
Because first of all, Greek restaurants are the greatest things ever.
They're always fun and festive.
The food is always amazing. I mean, Mediterranean food, period. But Greek food is like number one on my list.
After Italian food, which we eat about five nights a week,
mm-hmm.
Greek is it's the only other food we have every week, at least once a week. get my Saganaki cheese. I get my lamb. I love chocolate baklava. I'm good for it every week. I go like to Astoria. I'll go
hey,
every, anyway.
I'm going to put both of you on the spot right now.
Yeah.
Where does black food fall in that?
I'll tell you
what. What would you describe as black food?
Collard greens, fried chicken.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you an example.
I'm a fried chicken fan.
John Catsimatidis, who grew up in West Harlem, by the way, came here from Greece as a young man.
Right.
We live on 105th and West End, and we often frequent the Red Rooster in Harlem.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where Marcus we get
Samuelson.
Fried chicken, exactly.
Wow.
Fried chicken,
wow, okay.
Collard greens,
okay.
The
okay.
whole thing.
I'd have actually never been there. We should go there.
Okay.
Can you take me there?
I promise I will.
Yeah, because I've heard Marcus Samuelson is like a legend.
Right. Sylvia's is overrated. I'm telling you now. I know Clinton goes there. It's a big deal in Harlem. I think it's overrated. For me, Red Rooster, that's my wife, her father was black, so we've got that whole deal.
Okay.
So we go all the time. So
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
go.
Right.
See?
All right. Okay.
Gotcha.
Hey, I thought I was putting you guys on the spot, and you came right back at me.
So when was the last time you went to Bay Ridge for veal parmesan?
That's a good comeback.
See what I'm saying?
Last night. No, I'm only joking.
Who else do we have going on?
Well, we're going to start today's show off right at the very top, Juliet, with John Catsimatidis, the man himself. Well, he'll be on at 6:30. Also, Tony Orlando is going to be on today. Again, he is Greek.
Grand Marshal.
My favorite news person ever, after you, of course, Ernie Anastas.
Ernie's the man.
This beautiful message from Ernie about a month ago, because I'd mentioned his name on the air. And he's like, somebody in New York told me you're talking about me. I love you. I'm a big fan, blah, blah, blah. So now he's coming on today for the first time. Very excited about that. And then about six people, I can't even pronounce their names, let alone know who they are.
but they're big wigs in the Greek community.
Right, they're all big, yeah, right.
They're going to give us the color and the flavor of Greek life here in New York City.
Right, and then Bill O'Reilly, somehow, I don't know how that works on a Greek name.
Bill O'Reilly Kupita.
So it's a big Greek show for us today. It's going to be fun.
Fantastic. I think this is the day that I'm going to go get some Greek food.
Hey,
yes. Right.
Sounds good.
Yes. Thanks, Sydney.
And so the show starts at 6:30 this morning in just a couple of minutes here on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Yeah. By the way, I want to give you guys an update because we told you last week how President Trump is eyeing his own social media platform. Ex-President Trump, former President Trump, whatever you're saying. Given he's been booted off. I would say the big three, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Well, now we're learning a little bit more. Axios is reporting that the former president is considering partnering with an existing platform. It could be a new one called FreeSpace, which launched on Apple and Google's app stores back in February. But sources add that it is not a done deal at all, and he is considering other options as well. So he could be back on fairly soon. And that's what we were hearing within a few months.
One of the other headlines we're following this morning, it took 3 years, but New York officials have reached an agreement to legalize recreational marijuana. Now, this is according to Governor Cuomo in terms of he's called it essential to the state's social and economic well-being. Now, this apparently, Juliet, the plan calls for a 9% state tax on retail sales that could generate $300 million a year. And, of course, city, towns, and villages, they're going to get their cut.
I think
another
it's going to be 4%. A lot more.
Okay, and the difference between New Jersey's version of this and New York is that you can apparently home grow have up to 3 ounces yourself.
Okay, all right. Speaking of Jersey, by the way, the governor there says that kids are going to be back in school in fall. Period. 5 days a week. All in-school learning, no remote learning. Real quick, some updates on the concerns over the AstraZeneca vaccine, which may be getting approval here in the United States, so we'll have yet another vaccine to choose from. Some countries, as you probably heard, have put the vaccine on pause because of concerns over blood clots. Now, I told you last week that the European agency that's charged with overseeing medicines in Europe said the vaccine was safe, but they also said that they're going to start investigating, you know, just make sure they do their due diligence. And it appears that they're looking at possible links between people who had blood clots after they had the vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine, and people who smoke or take the pill, you know, the contraceptive pill. So that's interesting. Meantime, on Monday this past week, AstraZeneca officials announced the results of a trial, and the results were really, really impressive. The problem is, Tuesday, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases questioned the accuracy of those claims, raising concerns that this is the latest misstep by the vaccine makers of AstraZeneca, and it could create problems with public confidence because, you know, it's getting ready to be investigated and approved by the FDA. But again, Biden officials say the key is the FDA's approval. If that happens, the vaccine is good to go, you know, so don't worry about it. So they're not going to approve something that is not good for us to take.
And I have not had my vaccine yet, so listening to you, that information is very important.
And by the way, people are concerned because I got a little sick after my vaccine. A, I had been up for 30 hours straight. B, that was the day the pollen. I couldn't follow.
30
it was weird.
Hours.
Yeah, but because I had to do the overnight thing, and it was just I was pushing myself, and rather than sleeping, I ended up just going all the way through. I fell apart basically. But also, it was the pollen was hardcore blooming and everything. So. Get your vaccine. It was not a horrible, painful 2 days. Trust me. It was a bad, bad cold. That's it. All right. The Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast. Today, we're going to have cloudy skies early. We're going to have fog, patches of fog. But also, we are going to have sun come out at some point today, and it's going to be 69 degrees. How amazing is that?
We'll take it. We'll
but that's nothing it. Compared to tomorrow, 78 degrees with rain in the morning, wind, but sun in the afternoon. Saturday, nice sunny skies, abundantly sunny, and 69 degrees.
Happy Greek Independence Day
yes,
to you.
Yes, let's go celebrate. I want some Greek
and
food.
And John Cassimatidis coming up at 6:30 on the morning show with Bernie and Sid.
That's our guy. This guy's made this station what it is, and we're so thrilled. And happy Greek Independence to everybody. Go out and get some independent food.
Some
go
Greek
get some
food.
Greek food, too. We'll see you guys tomorrow.